times, but they overcame that because they're a better offensive team. They went on a 15-point run. We talked about Wisconsin's improved offense. Well, Northwestern's got some guys who can put it in the basket.
You have a lot of guys that can put it up. The one that's really been, I think, taking the lead this year, especially the last few games, Barnheiser. I'm going to love on the Indiana guys, right?
Oh, of course.
Jefferson High School, you can't average 32 points a game if you can't put it in the bucket.
Yeah, right? No doubt.
So he's the one that I think is the most dangerous on a five-game streak. He's averaging over 15 points a game. So I think tonight, if Wisconsin's going to do anything, that's going to be probably Klesman's assignment.
Yeah, Barnheiser with a career-best 23 points against Penn State on Wednesday. Rob Riley, Lamont Simpson, John Floyd, your officials. All things considered, not a bad crowd. This was a sellout. Now, all the chairs will not be filled here today. Not going to lie to you there. But a better turnout than I thought. Roads weren't, in the Madison area, not too bad. If you're driving from a distance, it could be a little tricky. But props to everybody here today.
Yeah, did a nice job filling it in. The low bowl's nice and full. I'm assuming the people from the third deck are probably going to move down a little bit. Get a
I would.
Seat. Yeah, absolutely.
Northwestern, the traveling black unis, little gold and purple trim. Badgers in the home white and the cardinal trim. A little gray in there as well as they have the players designed unis here today. Again, the Badgers without Kamari McGee. He's been under the weather. They had listed him as questionable, was not going through the warm-ups, and we don't see him in the bench area here as ready to get going. But we are about set to go. Wisconsin and Northwestern. Luke Hunger and Stephen Crowell will jump center.
What I've liked about this season so far, with Crowell being at the center for the jump, he has really controlled that jump. And if you notice, it isn't how high you jump. He does a really good job of hitting that person as he goes up.
He's against the 6'10 Luke Hunger. As the tap, just like you said, good contact, and he swats at the Max Klesman. And we are underway as the Badgers get the first possession, moving to our left. Crowell against Hunger at the top of the circle. Throws it to Chucky Hepburn. Matched up with Boo Booey. Now it's Max Klesman against Ryan Langbord. Langbord goes off to Stephen Crowell. Crowell against Berry, or Tyler Wall, I should say. Now Crowell hands off to Hepburn at the top. Shot clock is at 8. Wall, baseline right, driving, whistle, and they're going to get a foul on Stephen Crowell, I believe, setting an illegal screen to open things up here today.
Well, Northwestern came out with that pressure. They're going to try to get in those passing lanes, force you to do bad passes across the court, and good job by Wisconsin not taking that bait.
Northwestern moving to our right to the first half. Boo Booey against Chucky Hepburn. A screen from Barnheiser. Booey fans the dribble to the left wing, cuts off the left wing. Foul line leaner is good for Booey to give Northwestern the early lead. 2-0 the Wildcats as Hepburn sets the offense for Wisconsin. 45 seconds gone by. Crowell throwing a wall. Tyler Wall against Booey. Throws to Hepburn. He's with Barnheiser. A flip to Klesman at the top. Floats at the wall of the right wing. Wall with a send to Stephen Crowell with the shot clock down to 7. A bounce pass to Wall. Bobbles. Gathers. Right wing. 3 to shoot. 2 to shoot. 1 to shoot. Wall is double teamed and they cannot get off a shot. And Northwestern with two strong defensive sets to start the game.
You could tell that was the presence they wanted to have, was a defensive structure, and they have just swarmed Wisconsin.
A little more than a minute gone by, 2-0 Northwestern. Boo Booey on the dribble. Left of the lane, goes inside. Barnheiser catches, knocked away Hepburn. Wall unable to save. Out of bounds to the Wildcats. How about Northwestern's improvement defensively? Chris Lowry, an assistant coach. He has been a head coach at Southern Illinois. He joined Chris Collins' staff. Their defense made a massive jump last year. Statistically, maybe not quite as good this year as Booey again knocks down a short-range J. Left of the key, it's 4-0 Northwestern. But still, to finish the point on Lowry, since he joined the staff, this Northwestern defense has made a very, very big jump. A.J. Storr. Rainbows a pass to the wall off the left wing in the lane. Pushed it up right hand. No good. Crowell, the offensive rebound and the putback. And Tyler Wall on the floor. He just was hoping no one would land on him, and Crowell got the putback.
Nice job by Wall to get into the interior of that defense and be able to get in and go strong. That let Crowell get that rebound.
Langbord, a step-back foul line jumper off the heel of the rim. No good. 4-2 Northwestern. Hepburn up the floor for Wisconsin. Right of the lane, throws to Crowell, left of the circle, gives off to Max Klesman. Klesman at the top, whips it to Crowell. inside the left elbow, finds Storr low on the left, pushed it up, knocked away, ball is loose, gathered by Luke Hunger of Northwestern. 2:15 gone by, 4-2 the Wildcats.
Well, when that extra pressure comes, you have to go right to the rim, and I think that Wisconsin right now is just a little hesitant.
Langborg throwing to Boo Booey right of the lane. Again, a leaner. That crawls out no good. Rebound Hepburn.
That time better by Crowell to get out a little sooner. He didn't let him get as deep, and that's exactly what they're going to have to do. Keep him out of the paint.
Crowell throwing to Storr at the left point. A.J. gets it into Crowell, left of the paint against Luke Hunger. And now the double comes from Barnheiser. Crowell gets rid of it to Storr, slashing through two defenders in the lane. Pivots back out to Hepburn. Goes in the wall, low on the right, up over Barnheiser. Missed it, but he was fouled by Brooks Barnheiser, and Tyler Wall will go to the free throw line for two shots.
Two things there. Great job, Crowell, getting that ball out of there, but great job by Wall stepping into where the paint is. When they're doubling on that side, it's always open. The weak side's always going to be there, and when you have Barnheiser, who's going to be smaller, you got to get in there and use your body. So great job by Tyler Wall.
Wall at the line, 11 points, 5 rebounds in Wednesday's win against Ohio State. First free throw for Wall is good at the front rim. Went through. Badgers 76% at the foul line. Nolan Winter, John Blackwell coming in for Crowell and Storr. 4-3 Northwestern early on here in Madison. Not quite 3 minutes into the game.
Well, it's got good flow, but man, is it aggressive. You know,
yes.
If people were looking for a knockdown kind of fight, I think that's what it's going to be tonight.
Yeah, I think you're right. Second free throw is good. A game that will probably have a very modest at best number of possessions. Both of these teams they run good offense, just not a million possessions. And there's a whistle off the ball, a bad screen. They're going to get Luke Hunger for the illegal screen. That'll be his first.
Yeah, he was not set at all. Just Kareem Blackwell as he was coming off that screen. So, again, young player, got to get used to the rhythm and the speed of the game.
Hunger will come out. Matthew Nicholson, who had been starting until lately, but still plays significant minutes. Seven-footer out of Clarkson, Michigan on the floor. Max Klesman on the right wing. Bounces it into Wall. Right of the paint against Ty Berry. Tyler on the attack. He got fouled by Berry. That'll be his first. It was interesting talking to Greg Gard, the pregame. Tom Izzo, after his Spartans lost to Northwestern, talk about the physical nature with which Northwestern played. And Izzo said, I hated it, but really, I loved it.
Yeah.
Just picture that, because you know his teams could do that, their best teams. And now there's going to be a foul against Wisconsin as Hepburn baseline right was going to inbound it. They're going to get Tyler Wall on a push-off. A lot of whistles in the early going here today.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with a move like that. When a guy's cutting to the lane, if a guy steps in front of him without any precedence of the ball, that's a flop to me. And he's getting beat a lot on the baseline side, and he's giving up a lot of weight. So smart play, but still I think a little bit of a flop.
Two fouls on Wisconsin, three on Northwestern. With 3:15 into the game, tied at four. Boo Booey out between the circles for Northwestern. Flips it to Barnheiser off the right wing in the lane. Fade away is short, way short. Rebound, Klesmit and Berry. They're going to get Max, I think, for what amounts to a cut block. They're going to say he was diving for the ball.
It's a loose ball.
Ooh, boy, from the Wisconsin bench. I understand the Wisconsin bench not happy.
I'll take that hustle all day.
Oh, those, no doubt.
Let's just say it's not the call that you would like to see in that situation. You got two players going for it.
Yeah.
That's just what's going to happen.
Both teams with three fouls. Nicholson hands off to Berry. Nicholson outside left takes it or make that tie. Berry off the wing. Berry at the free throw line. Throwing to Barnheiser. Slashes off the left wing. Carter Gilmore in there. Cut him off. And now Barnheiser backing in the lane. The fadeaway from 10. That's an air ball. And then Winter gets fouled trying to get the rebound.
Wisconsin has stepped up with the physicality, and that's exactly what they needed to do. Really good job by Klesmit to keep keeping Berry out of the lane, and then the same right there for Gilmore. Really good job bodying up and making him take those tough fadeaway shots.
First foul on Nicholson, the fourth on Northwestern. With the ball is Carter Gilmore at the center circle, tied at four early on in Madison. Klesmit, high screen from Nolan Winter. Skips it to John Blackwell and a long two. Left side is good just inside the arc. Blackwell drains the jumper, 6'4 Wisconsin.
He did a really nice job. He was in the corner and then he came into the spot where he needed to be. That's a really tough pass to get it across, especially on the double.
Nicholson at the top of the circle, throwing to Barnheiser at the top of the key, and he'll snap off a three, missed it short. Rebound Langborg, low on the right, and he'll get the putback. First points for Ryan Langborg.
Yeah, Wisconsin just got beat to that. Long shots like that, you got to get those long rebounds.
Tied at six, 4.5 minutes into the game. Chucky Hepburn on the shake, left of the lane, finds Gilmore at the top. Pass deflected, intended for Klesma, stolen by Boo Booey. Barnheiser down the lane to the rim, layup good. Barnheiser in transition, 8-6, the Wildcats.
That's where Gilmore's got to be a little bit more patient. He already knows, or should know, that they're pressuring. You got to fake that pass.
And talk about the steal totals that Northwestern has. 7.7 per coming into this game. Nolan Winter out high against Nicholson, gives off to Blackwell. Blackwell against Barnheiser. Blackwell left of the lane, pull-up 10-footer is in and out, no good. The rebound and Nicholson of Northwestern. 14:50 left in the first half, 8-6 Northwestern. Boo Booey off the high screen from Nicholson. Booey for three, left of the circle, off the left side, iron, no good. Blackwell the rebound. Turns and brings it up the floor. Blackwell, right sideline of the front court. Going to Winter, left of the circle. Now Klesman for three, left side, nailed it.
Max continuation.
Klesman. Yes, sir. Yeah, picking absolutely up where he left off Wednesday.
That has to give you that kind of confidence to say, that's my role. I need to step into it. What I thought it was really important, Ohio State, after that game, he said, my teammates kept telling me, get after it. It's your turn.
9-8 Wisconsin, 14:15 left in the first half. Nicholson at the top, hands off to Barnheiser. And he hands it to Berry, picked up by Gilmore on the switch. Ty Berry sizes him up. He'll try a three straight away. Bangs off the rim, no good. Rebound, Chucky Hepburn for Wisconsin. Left side of the front court, who's the junior guard out of Omaha, Nebraska. Chucky on the dribble, left side, cuts off the left wing. Tried to slip it inside the Blackwell, and it's stolen away by Boo Booey. Another steal. Booey. Left side, Ty Berry, dangerous three. Left wide open, left corner, missed it. Rebound, Winter. Outlet to Blackwell with Langborg back. Blackwell's going to take him on. Low on the left, pivots inside, and gets fouled on the play. And John Blackwell just being aggressive in there as we'll hit our first media timeout.
Man, I love that. This is one of those games you can't see it because you're on the radio, but man, there's some chipping, popping,
yes,
a lot of elbows, a lot of motions, a lot of stare downs.
Yeah.
This is going to be a fun game.
Langborg call for the foul, his first. We'll tell you that today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And the All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. 13:34 left of the first half. Wisconsin 9, Northwestern 8. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, honey, how was your trip to Menards?
Awesome. The Menards bag sale is back.
What's the bag sale?
You grab a bag in store and save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag. I got a new cordless drill, LED bulbs to help with the electric bill, stocked up on toothpaste, always need batteries, and paint for the mudroom, plus all my favorite snacks. Where are you going?
Menards. We're out of cleaning supplies.
Hurry in. Grab a bag in store now through January 14th. Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Tony marries Margot for her money and is named heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Did you hear? The Green Bay Packers are going to the playoffs. You helped cheer the green and gold into the postseason, and you can continue to catch every play and score throughout it right here on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. What a team. Your local station for the playoffs with the Packers in Dallas against the Cowboys this Sunday at 3:30. Your hometown radio. Refresh.
He's in the lineup, and he just inbounded baseline right. Gets it back into A.J. Store off the wing, and had it pilfered by Brooks Barnheiser. So Kamari McGee, who did not warm up and was not out there at the start of the game, but under the weather and got himself ready in the locker room, and he is on the floor right now. Nick Martinelli with a ball, throwing to Barnheiser, flips to Boo Booey high on the left as McGee defends. Booey pounds the dribble, right hand, hip high. A pass to Martinelli on the right side. Gives off to Barnheiser. Under the arc, five to shoot. Martinelli will for three right of the circle. It's off the rim, no good. Steven Crow the rebound, fouled by Nicholson, and that'll be his second, and already the team's sixth.
I can't get over the amount of physicality, that just the ability to use your chest, arms, and all the checking that's coming through the lane right now. It's not going to be a game for the faint or weak. About McGee, I've seen that lineup before. The shirt underneath, trying to stay warm when you got a cold.
Yeah.
You may be warmed up, but you're probably having the night sweats.
Yeah, well, IVs can be your friend. It's what he was doing, getting himself ready. With the ball is Steven Crowell on the right side. Backing on Blake Prester, the transfer from Bradley. Inside feet. Wall catches low on the left, and he threw it up. And
that's good.
They're going to give it to him.
They should.
I thought they called it before. And they did. They did call it before the shot.
They did. Okay.
At the reverse layup, but that's wiped out. It's a 1-1 on team foul number 7 already. Ryan Langborg picked up his second foul. So you got McGee, Blackwell, Store, Crowell, and Wall on the floor. Tyler Wall getting a 1-1. And the front end is good. My eyes were not deceiving you, right? We're looking over there at the beginning, getting warmed up. Didn't see him out there start.
No, we were both checking for it.
Getting himself ready.
Totally getting himself ready. One of the big things coming out of that first timeout, 5-1 turnover. That means that Northwestern has forced 5 turnovers, and they've gotten 6 points out of those. So Wisconsin has to be careful. If you let Northwestern do that, which they're trying to do, they're going to pull this out.
Second free throw is missed. Northwestern clears the rebound. 10-8 Wisconsin. With 12:30 left in the first half. Booey against McGee outside left. Booey throwing to Martinelli between the circles. Martinelli with 10 on the shot clock. Flips it to Preston right of the wheel. Preston hands off to Booey for 3 up top. Banked it in. Well, you're just throwing that one up with the shot clock being where it was. But when you're a good player, the bank's open on the weekend. And it's 11-10 Northwestern. A.J. Store outside left throwing a wall. Rotates to McGee high on the right. McGee feeding Blackwell on the right wing. And step on the sideline, I believe, in front of the Northwestern bench. And we'll have the under-12 media timeout. Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza. Loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. And Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 11:58 left of the first half, Northwestern 11, Wisconsin 10. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 11:58 left in the half. Northwestern 11, Wisconsin 10. And Charlie, to pick up on the point you made before the last media timeout, that turnover count for Wisconsin now up to 7. They average 9.6 per game.
Yeah, what they're not, I think, taking into consideration is the physicality, right? It's easy to talk about it. It's not always easy to replicate when you're trying to get ready for a game. And so hopefully that's something they're talking about, is they're going to bump you. They're going to grind you. They're going to push you. Get over it. You know you're going to get hit. Like right there, John Blackwell, why are you out 25 feet? What you do to stop that, when guys are pressuring so high, so far out, it's always a lot of back cuts. It's down screens and back cuts. You have to get that into your repertoire when they're pressuring that much.
Here's Boo Booey to the front court for Northwestern. Wildcats move to our right. Hepburn defending Booey. Takes it left of the key. Here's off to Martinelli. Backing on Storr. Steps in the lane and throws up a wild shot wide left. Rebound Crowell. And he'll outlet to Hepburn. 11:35 left in the half, 11:10 Northwestern. Tyler Wall throwing to Storr on the left side. A.J. brings it up top. He had 15 first-half points for Wisconsin in Wednesday's win at Ohio State. Didn't score in the second half till a late dunk. He'll try a three here. That's off the heel of the rim, no good. And the rebound to Ty Berry of Northwestern. Berry throwing to Blake Preston, out between the arcs. Preston hands off to Barnheiser, picked up by Storr. They run the weave. Martinelli going right to left, gives to Booey to the free throw line, leaning, shooting, hitting. And Boo Booey has 9.
With that weave rotation, you have to jump it and switch it right away. That's going to keep him out of the center of that lane.
13-10 Northwestern, 10:54 left of the first half. Max Klesmick goes inside the crowd, left shoulder turn up, right hand good.
What I like about that right away is Klesmet dug right in and got that separation first before he made the move to get it down low.
Badgers within 1, 13-12 Northwestern, 10:38 left of the first half. He sets the floor for the Wildcats. He pounds the dribble, surveys, gives to Barnheiser, cuts off the right wing. Barnheiser against Wall. Started to back and now retreats, hands off to Booey. Picked up by Wall in the switch. Shot clock is at 5. Booey, baseline right. Wall digging in. 3 to shoot. 2 to shoot. Booey gets in the Wall. Lost it. Out of bounds. Shot clock violation on Northwestern. Oh, that's a good D from Tyler Wall right there. And he and Booey chatting a little bit. A lot of love between these two programs.
I like your uniform. Nice. I like chirping, man. That's just it. That's it. That's part of the game. Little head space.
You know, through the years, Wisconsin, you know, Badgers, Michigan State through the years, and other programs, but this rivalry has never lacked a little chippiness over the course of time. Max Klesmick goes into Crowell, broken up by Preston. Another turnover for Wisconsin with 10 minutes left in the half. Booey left open as Hepburn went down, and Booey hits a triple from left of the circle, and that's his second three.
Northwestern is just going to, I hate to say it, they're just going to beat them up until the refs are going to call it, yep. or Wisconsin's not going to respond. They're not coming here to lose. They're coming here to take it off.
They swept last year's series. 16-12 Northwestern. Klesmick open for 3. Left side good again. Second hit from distance from Max Klesmick. 16-15 Northwestern. 9:25 left in the first half. As Greg Garber's talking about, they'll foul you a lot, but they won't call them all, so you keep going. And that's what Tom Izzo was kind of referring to. Here's Bowie, lost the handle, got it back in the lane, runs it up, missed, but a foul. And Bowie will go to the free throw line for two shots as they get John Blackwell for the foul, his first.
And again, just the pace is explosive, but man, he is out of control as he's coming through there, and Blackwell's just standing there. So I'm not quite sure I agree with that foul.
John Floyd talking to the freshman, John Blackwell.
Well, what I like about that in those situations, that he's doing a really good job telling him, like, this is what happened, this is the reason, you know, how to prepare yourself. And that's a big step, I think, in officiating the game is giving the player a little insight so they can improve.
No, you're exact. No, that's a great point. And John just calmly listening. Bowie missed the first free throw. Back in your day, there were a lot of officials who were really good about that. Steve Ballmer comes to mind.
Yes.
He'll tell you, and he'll have some fun, and all. You just enjoy talking with him and working games. Second free throw is good. 17-15 Northwestern, 9:08 left in the first half. Tyler Wall throws to Blackwell on the left side. Ty Berry defending. Blackwell with a bounce for Crowell. Crowell is with Luke Hunger back in there for the Wildcats. Now Hepburn throwing to Crowell right of the paint. Shot clock at 8. Crowell starts to back. The double from Martinelli. Crowell slips at the Wall. Tyler, right elbow, feeds Max. Fakes the 3. Takes the 3. Left side. Yes, sir. Third 3 for Max Klesman. Oh, boy's on a heater. He is on a heater.
There's some fire coming out of those fingertips, and listen to this crowd respond.
18-17, Wisconsin, 8:30 left in the first half. Hunger, a good screen, blocked out Klesman. Jumper away, left side, no good. It goes out of bounds, and it belonged to Wisconsin. This Max's kind of game. They get into this. He's good with this.
Yeah, he likes the high energy.
Yeah.
He likes the pressure. He likes the pushing and the shoving. That's kind of his jam. I love it, though. Wisconsin's responding in kind on defense. They're coming back up with that energy. They really need to be aggressive.
Nolan Winter in for Crowell. Hepburn high on the right. Throws to Winter between the circles. Flips to Wall high on the left. Passes off to Hepburn off the Winter screen. Chucky left of the circle. Finds Winter at the top. Nolan driving down the lane. Nice leave. Wall low on the right. Goes up. Got fouled. Oh, nice little drive and dish from Nolan Winter. And Wall will shoot 2.
Really great job reading. The guy closed out low hands. He knew he could go around him. So I love the play by him. He's being very patient right now.
Luke Hunger with his second foul. Tyler Wall, 3 of 4 at the free throw line, will shoot a pair. Badgers are 3 of 4. He has attempted all the free throws for Wisconsin so far, and he is good to the first.
Another thing with them being in foul trouble in the post position, they're not very deep. So Wisconsin right now with this smaller lineup that they're going to have to go to, they're going to leave him in. I thought the substitutions were going to take him out of there. That's a very risky move, especially with a freshman.
Yeah,
sophomore, right?
Barnheiser and Berry sitting down. Bowie and Jordan Clayton coming in. Second free throw is missed. Martinelli the rebound. Clayton, a 6'2 freshman. And up the floor is Bowie. 19-17 Wisconsin. 7:55 left of the break. Ryan Langborg is the Hunger at the top. Hunger on the dribble against Nolan Winter. Starts to back, mid-post right. A dig from Blackwell, throwing to Clayton on the right wing. Now Hunger again, gives off the Langborg. Big screen, Hunger, jumper away from 3 from Langborg, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds to the lawn to Wisconsin. Boy, Klesman has been rocked a couple of times on screens. And Max feeling that second one, flexing his left arm a little bit as we hit the under 8 media timeouts. With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. And by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 7:38 left in the half, Wisconsin 19, Northwestern 17. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers live on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN in Racine and Kenosha. Your local station is the best place to catch the excitement of every Badgers play and every score.
It's your hometown radio refreshed. And check out even more live programs with specific content designed just for you on the free Civic Media app. It's the way to take your favorite local station with you wherever you go. Search the app for other Wisconsin sports broadcasts, your local news, information, or music shows live, or listen to podcasts anytime, anywhere.
And keep it here. More live coverage of the Wisconsin Badgers coming up on your local Civic Media radio station. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. It's great to be welcome back to WRJN to super serve the folks in Racine and in the surrounding communities every morning. We're talking with local guests who have lifestyle and important information to share with you. We'll have local news, weather, sports, and some good morning fun as well. So wake up with me weekday morning 6 to 8 on 1400 AM and 99.9 FM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's a new season at Kohl's with everyday styles at great prices. You get more of what you want for less. My go-to's for going everywhere and perfect picks for your home. Shop Kohl's at Kohl's.com today. 1917 Wisconsin as we resume play. 7:35 left in the first half. Hepburn, Blackwell, Wall, Winter, and Connor Esiejian on the floor for Wisconsin. Winter throwing a siege in against Langborg. High on the left, leads it for Hepburn. Hepburn now on the switch, picked up by Langborg. Chucky on the dribble, drifting to his right. Kills the dribble, throws to Wall. Barreling down the right lane line. He got tripped up by Luke Hunger. And that's going to be three on Hunger. And to the foul line goes Tyler Wall for a 1-1. 19 fouls on Northwestern. 4 for Wisconsin. Blake Preston will come back in. I mentioned, I said incorrectly, the transfer from Bradley's transfer from Liberty. Badgers saw him last year in the NIT. Saw Bradley too, but Liberty came in and had a couple points in that NIT win for Wisconsin. The front end for Wall is off the rim, no good. Langborg the rebound. The lead remains 2 for Wisconsin, 19-17, 7:10 left in the half. Bowie throwing to Clayton. Hands off to Langborg at the top. Langborg right of the lane against John Blackwell. And he'll have to retreat. Langborg will. Shot clock is down to 10. A throw to Clayton against Esiejian. Bounce pass to Blake Preston. On the left side, back again on Winter and turned him around, in fact, and a foul is called. Rob Riley on the call. They're going to get Nolan Winter for his first foul, team's fifth.
It's all good to be powerful in the post, but you don't need to use your arms. Just use your chest, use your lower body. It's way easier to keep him in position.
Crow in, Winter out. Boo Booey will inbound. 6:52 left in the half, 19-17, Wisconsin. Bowie baseline left into Jordan Clayton. Feeds Preston left of the circle. Preston hands off to Bowie. Hepburn chasing. Bowie in the lane, cut off by Wall. A run out to Martinelli to the free throw line. And the lefty jumper no good. Got his own rebound, put it up and in. Martinelli following his own miss, tied at 19.
He's a dangerous player when he gets into that paint.
6:30 left in the first half. Hepburn lobs it to Crow, gives to Wall between the circles. Fires it off to his siege and off the right wing in the lane. Flipped it up. Wall with the left hand. Flipped it in with the right hand. Oh, sweet take from Connor Esiejian.
It's a great way to not only get through the lane, but use your body and the rim to protect yourself.
21-19 Wisconsin. Bowie off the screen from Preston. Illegal screen as he checked out Chucky Hepburn. Team control non-shooting. The first foul on Blake Preston. Looked like on a screen before the last media timeout that rocked Max Klesman. The Badger bench was campaigning for an illegal screen there. If you say it enough, sometimes they can look for it, and that time it worked. The illegal screen was called. With the ball is Tyler Wall, throwing to Blackwell on the left side. Bounce pass to Crowell. Draws the double left of the lane. Crowell finds Wall. Turns to Hepburn. Rotates to Connor. Open three. Right side money. Asijin with five off the bench. Timeout Northwestern.
Northwestern has to take that timeout. Wisconsin has figured out they're over-pressuring the lanes. They're doubling the post. What's always going to be open? And that's a crucial rotation there for Wisconsin. Instead of having Max out there, I love him, but Connor's dangerous when a team like Northwestern is going to pressure so much. The weak side's going to be always open.
Connor Asijin helping his club as Northwestern using a 30 with 5:50 left in the first half. 24-19 Wisconsin.
Yeah, I also like, because Wisconsin is playing so well, even with turning the ball over like we've talked about, what's getting them out of this is their shooting percentage. They're high 60s, right? 60.
Yeah, they're 8 out of 12.
Yeah, so, 57%.
Yeah.
So when you're shooting that way and you're not necessarily taking care of the ball, that is going to make that up. So I think the next 5 minutes, if Wisconsin can continue making stops, which they've done the last three possessions, and then go down and get to the rim or go get good opportunities, you're going to open this gap a little bit, and maybe by 10 before halftime.
Northwestern's offense has been boo-boo. He has 13 of the team's 19 points. He brings it up, gives off to Clayton between the circles, matched up with Asijin. Clayton picked up the dribble. Finds Preston on the right wing. Spurs up on Stephen Crowell. Now dribbles to the free throw line. Whips it to Clayton high on the right. Clayton to Martinelli. Left of the circle. Wall defends. A handoff to Berry. Wall gets him on a switch. And a tough bounce pass stolen by Hepburn. Here comes Chucky. Has Wall to his left. Chucky down the lane. To the rim. Runs it up and in. Hepburn the steal and the bucket. 7-point lead, Wisconsin.
Really great job, Chucky, being in the driving lane. But also on that take, he noticed Berry didn't make the commitment. And when someone doesn't make that commitment, you go right at their face.
26-19, Wisconsin. Bowie lost the handle. Blackwell comes up with it. Berry is back. Blackwell down the lane, pushed it up. No good. Rebound fought for. Hepburn trying to dig it out of there. It's off of his hands, then off of Berry, and out of bounds to Wisconsin.
Wow, I love the aggressiveness. And if you've noticed, since Bowie started off really hot, they're denying him on every single pass, outlet, anything. So they're making the other players at Northwestern make decisions. And right now, they're turning the ball over.
Hepburn will inbound. Baseline right. 4:57 left in the half. 26-19 Wisconsin. Hepburn looking, lobs it out to Crowell between the circles. Crowell with a dribble handoff to Hepburn. Hepburn against Ryan Langborg in there for the Wildcats. Chucky directing some traffic, splits two defenders, almost lost the handle, whips it inside, caught by Blackwell, low on the left, throws it low on the right for Wall, throws it up, missed, but a foul, and Tyler Wall will go to the free throw line for two more shots.
Another thing that Wisconsin's doing really well is they're moving without the basketball. When someone's pressuring as much as they are, like Northwestern is, you got to keep moving, and all those gaps are just starting to really open up.
Blake Preston with the foul. His second. Wall shoots two. He is 4 of 7 in this first half. Maybe 4 of 8 because he is short for the first free throw.
The last few free throws, he's really rushing it. When he was shooting in the last few games, he's really taking his time. And that's probably because he's been out on the court for nearly the 20 minutes that we've been out here.
Yeah, you're right. Nicholson in for Preston. Wall with the second free throw coming up. Eyes the rim, sends it, and that's better. Straight through. 27-19 Wisconsin with 4:42 left in the first half. And Bowie brings it up for the Wildcats. There's the Langborg into Martinelli. A.J. Storr back in there. He's defending. Martinelli backs mid-post left, feeds Langborg for three straight on. Short rebound, Stephen Crowell for Wisconsin. He's off to Hepburn, and here comes Chucky, left side of the front court. Hepburn on the dribble. Gets it to Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell against Matthew Nicholson. Single coverage. Crowell turns baseline. Now the double from Barnheiser. Open man is Max. Fakes left, moves right, closer to the lane. Short jumper, good. Oh, Max Klesmit now with 11 in the first half. 10-point lead, Wisconsin, with 4 minutes remaining in the half.
And that's what we were talking about. Control the defensive end, attack on the offensive end. And Wisconsin has really come out and got super aggressive.
Barnheiser for three. That's off the rim. Whistle inside, foul call. They're going to get Crowell for checking out Nicholson.
I think he had his arm wrapped around him. He doesn't need to do that. Nicholson's got two fouls. Just be in that position. Make him make silly moves.
And now Crowell has two fouls, and we hit the under four. Immediate timeout. Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS iSoy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 3:50 left of the first half. Wisconsin 29, Northwestern 19. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop. But that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Lots of Monza Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 3:50 left in the half. Badgers on a 10-point run, leading Northwestern 29-19.
What's really fun to watch is this last, let's say, 5 minutes. It's been pretty dominating by Wisconsin. 14-2 run. In the last 2.5 minutes, it's a 10-0 run. They've made 7 of 8 of their last field goals. That's the kind of energy and the change they needed, because Northwestern was bringing so much energy and so much heat on the defensive end. Wisconsin had to snap it. What I really like on the defensive side, they've denied everything back into the paint, which Northwestern got early.
Boo Booey, baseline rival inbound. Nolan Winter in for Crowell, who picked up his second foul before the media timeout. Winter checking Nicholson, the right wing. Marcus Silver on the floor as well for the Badgers. Barnheiser working on him in the lane, pushed it up, missed it, but he was fouled by Ilver. And Brooks Barnheiser will go to the free throw line for two.
Yeah, just what we talked about, not letting him in the lane. That happens, though, right? He doesn't have as much court experience. And when you're guarding a guy who is a threat from the three-point line, he's going to get in there.
First free throw for Barnheiser. Rolls off. No good. Barnheiser, a 74% free throw shooter. He was 83% a year ago. Second free throw coming up for Barnheiser on the way, and that's good. Ends the Badgers run at 10, 29-20, Wisconsin, 3:35 left of the break. Hepburn to the front court, hands off to A.J. Storr, who has yet to scratch here in this first half. Silver throws to A.J. out at the midcourt logo, glides off to the right side, whips it inside. Winter catches low on the right, one pump up and in as Nicholson flew by.
Great pick and roll action. Winter, way to be aware and ready. And Storr, the look off. It wasn't just the first pass. He looked him off first before he threw that.
31-20 Wisconsin. A near steal from Hepburn. He did steal it. Hepburn took it away from Langbord. Here's Chucky. Finds Storr, who gets blasted. Oh, my goodness.
Wow, you need to be kicked out of the game for something like that.
Let's see if they do a review here. You're going to get Boo Booey for the
above
foul.
That's above the neck. Yeah, I think he hit him right in the face. Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's got to be a flagrant review right there.
I don't know if they're going to do it, though.
It doesn't look like they're going to, but that was something else.
A.J. Storr will be at the free throw line. You know, maybe not. Maybe it was below the neck, but he popped him pretty good. First free throw for Storr is good for his first point of the day. I will say the Wisconsin bench, the coaches were not adamant about it. At first, Greg Gard was making the flagrant signal, but they didn't press it. It looked like it might have been more to the arm, chest area. A.J. was able to block some of the blow with his arm. Second free throw is missed. So we play on, 32-20 Wisconsin.
Like we said, it's going to be physical.
Yeah. 2:52 left of the first half. Barnheiser against Ilver. Barnheiser trying to operate against and picked up the dribble. Gets it to Martinelli against Storr. Martinelli backing on Storr. Backing, turns up left hand. Good. Nick Martinelli with 4, 32-22 Wisconsin. 2:35 left of the break.
Right there, Wisconsin just getting a little outbodied.
That burn hands off to Storr. Outside, right along the sideline, being pressured by Bowie, a throw to Klesman. Knox will flip it to Hepburn, refeeds Klesman, who has 11 first half points, high screen Winter. Klesman goes cross court, high pass, pulled down by Ilver, throws it to Max for three, left side, not this time, off the back rim. Ilver kept it alive, attacked to Hepburn, baseline right, and he'll send it out to Klesman high on the left. Feeds A.J. Storr, A.J. on the left wing, starts to back, finds a cutting Klesman in the lane, pushed it up right hand, back rim and out, no good. Rebound to Matthew Nicholson in Northwestern with a minute 55 left of the half. Bowie to the front court. 10-point lead, Wisconsin. Bowie lost the handle, got it back right corner against Ilver. Bowie with 13 points on the dribble. Off the right wing, feeds Ty Berry. Darts at Martinelli. He'll try a three left corner. That's off the rim, no good. Ilver the rebound for Wisconsin.
Really good job by Ilver the last two possessions, keeping his body and keeping the guy in front of him.
Hepburn throwing to Storr on the left wing. Jump stop off the wing. Left block goes up, missed. Trying to get his own rebound, knocked out of bounds. And last touch by Storr.
This is going to be a tough game for Storr because he's more of a finesse up and down guy. And when he's getting bodied like this, I don't think he's used to that kind of physicality.
We'll see Tyler Wall come back in. Next whistle for Wisconsin. 1:20 left in the half. 32-22 the Badgers. Nicholson right of the circle. One dribble. Floats it out to Ty Berry, fakes the three, he lost the grip, got it back, Berry, he goes into Nicholson, low on the left, and did he walk or was there a foul? I think they're going to get a foul here on Nolan Winter, and they do, and that's going to be his second.
We'll watch the replay here on the handoff. It looked like he traveled, There's so much activity and body action. You know, that's something also that, you hear the boos in the crowd, but they don't understand that when you've got that much hitting and pushing, a lot's going to happen.
First free throw for Nicholson, no good. He's now a 50% foul shooter on the year. Wall in for Ilver. I think in fairness to the guys with the whistles, this is a hard one to work here today.
Oh, super
very
hard.
Very difficult game to officiate.
Yeah, with that much physicality, which ones do you take and which one do you not?
Second free throw for Nicholson rolls in. 32-23 Wisconsin, 104 left in the half. The Badgers are 11 of 19 for the field. Northwestern just 9 of 25. Max Klesman bounces for Wall. Tyler on the right side against Boo Booey. Wall on the wing feeds Nolan Winter at the top against Nicholson. Winter flips it to Hepburn against Martinelli outside left. Hepburn pounds the dribble, 8 to shoot. Chucky left of the lane, throws it to Winter. Open three, left of the circle, in and out, no good. Rebound tip to Martinelli with 35 seconds left in the half. 9-point lead, Wisconsin, as Ty Berry will set the floor. Leaves it for Bowie, left of the center circle. And a 25 to play, 19 to shoot. 32-23, Wisconsin. Boo Bowie pounds the dribble at the logo. Shot clock at 10. Bowie gets a screen from Nicholson, and a whistle, and a foul called on Hepburn working over the screen.
I'm not mad at that either. You know, it's better than giving up a three-point play or something that it would be a lot more detrimental going into the half. So let him shoot the free throw. You still got 14 seconds to come down and make a play yourself.
The first on Chucky, the ninth on Wisconsin. Luke Hunger in for Nicholson. We have 14.3 seconds left in the half, 32-23, Wisconsin. Boo Booey, an 84% free throw shooter, gets a 1-1. He is 1 of 2 at the foul line here today. 13 points for Booey. And the front end of the 1-1 is good. The Badgers led by as many as 12, but Northwestern with a chance to cut it to 7. It's at 8 right now. Second free throw coming up for Bowie. On the way, and it's good. 32-25, Wisconsin. 14.3 seconds left in the first half.
The nice thing here is you're in the bonus. You got 12 seconds left. Go down and go at the rim. Be aggressive.
8 seconds and counting left in the half. Max Klesman out high. A screen from Winter. 4 seconds left. Klesman baseline left. Hangs in the air. Pass deflected. Stolen away by Barry. And the first half has come to an end.
Not the play that you wanted, but you know what? Wisconsin did a really good job adjusting there in the first half with all that physicality.
And we are through the first 20 minutes. A physical Big Ten matchup here at the Kohl Center today. At the half, Wisconsin 32, Northwestern 25. We'll be back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers live on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN in Racine and Kenosha. Your local station is the best place to catch the excitement of every Badgers play and every score.
It's your hometown radio refreshed. And check out even more live programs with specific content designed just for you on the free Civic Media app. It's the way to take your favorite local station with you wherever you go. Search the app for other Wisconsin sports broadcasts, your local news, information, or music shows live, or listen to podcasts anytime, anywhere.
And keep it here. More live coverage of the Wisconsin Badgers coming up on your local Civic Media radio station. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Madison, Wisconsin 32, Northwestern 25. A little late run there for the Wildcats as they get the last 5 points of the first half. Northwestern led by Boo Booey with 15 points. And then the drop-off is significant after that. Nick Martinelli has helped his team. 4 points, he has 5 rebounds. Brooks Barnheiser has 3 points coming off the 23-point game at Penn State. Ryan Langborg has 2. Ty Berry did not score in the first half. Max Klesman with 11, pacing Wisconsin. Connor Esegin off the bench with 5. Tyler Wall with 5. 4 for Steven Crow. 2 apiece for Chucky Hepburn, John Blackwell, and Nolan Winter. And 1 point in the first half for A.J. Storr. At the break, Wisconsin 32, Northwestern 25. Coming up is our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Book him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. if only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life.
Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century. Ah. Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Well, welcome back to the Kohl Center. All right, look around the country here this morning. Tennessee is on top of Georgia, 42-37 here at halftime. Syracuse is getting trounced by North Carolina, 49-28. And as we know here at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin is up 32-25. And at halftime, what we're looking for here is, you know, I heard this a lot when it was really close or guys are turning the ball over a lot. You know, how are they still in the lead? The thing for Wisconsin is they took some of those licks early on in the beginning of that game, probably the first 10 minutes, and turned the ball over eight times. But the good thing about Wisconsin is they're used to taking those runs. They're used to taking that pressure and then responding. Klusnik came back, scored 11 straight, and kept Wisconsin in that game. So what I think for the second half, Wisconsin has to do really well, which, again, one other key point here I'll make before I go into the second half, they stopped Boo Booey. Boo Booey had 13 points in the first 10 minutes. He was unable to touch the ball in the second half of that, and I think as Wisconsin comes into the second half, they're going to have to do that same thing. Keep Boo Booey out of the middle of the paint, do a good job, stop turning the ball over, and really, I think it's going to be important for Wisconsin to just stay aggressive. They've done a really good job in the adjustment of the second half of being aggressive, being able to step into that, but, you know, Matt, I'd love to get your take on this as we go into the second half. What do you think with how we're adjusting?
Hold the thought. We'll take a break and then we'll pick up on that. It is 32-25. Wisconsin leads Northwestern at the half. Great job of Vampin, by the way.
You're welcome.
You got to go. You got to go.
You know what I'm saying?
More of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life.
Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. and cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer, so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Okay, I have to admit, 2024 really snuck up on me. Luckily, Kohl's has everything my family needs to start the new year out right. With the 15% off going on, I got my husband and I flex styles under $30 and tech gear activewear under $20. I also found a Nutribullet juicer for just $79.99. To top it all off, I earned Kohl's cash too. So, it's not too late to make a resolution, right? Offers end January 15th. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
At the half, Wisconsin leads Northwestern 32-25. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Charlie, I'll turn the question around because through the years, Bo Ryan, Greg Gard, there can be subtle little tweaks, subtle little adjustments, and they've made some here today to kind of help them out after a choppy start, right?
Yeah, and really what I think it was, at least what I could see, take the physicality, know that they're going to come and hit you, know where they're doubling, and guys, you got